the scarlet thread. In Hebrews 10, verse 12, we read, "But this man offered one sacrifice for sins forever." Throughout Scripture, there is a scarlet thread that runs right through the whole. The scarlet thread linking the Genesis with the Revelation. The scarlet thread linking every book, every story, every type, every circumstance. The scarlet thread is the blood of Christ shed for humanity. The blooded covering of our first parents points to the blood of Christ. The scarlet rope that redeemed the harlot Rahab had its omega in the sin offering. The slit throats of oh so many animal sacrifices directs our gaze to him and to his shed blood shed at Calvary. All pointers are a reminder of the price that was paid. All types are a shadow of the open fountain flooded with the blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. The red, sticky blood of slaughtered bulls was caught in the priestly trough and became the blood of sprinkling, sprinkled on the high priest, sprinkled on each person, sprinkled over the entire nation. A sprinkling that was applied as an interim atonement, an interim covering, an interim shielding, an interim protection, an interim redemption, until his blood was shed at Calvary. Oh, it's one thing to know that Christ died for your sins, but it's quite another thing to trust in his sacrificial death and apply it to your needs. The blood applied to us is superior to the little lamb that Abel offered, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. God has no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. What value are a multitude of your sacrifices offered to the Father? God calls enough. I have had more than enough of burnt offerings, of rams and the fat of fattened animals, we read in Isaiah chapter 1. So we can only rely completely and wholly on God's acceptance of the sacrifice. The sacrifice of the life of his dear Son. The sacrifice that means that we also are acceptable to the Father. How can I be fully acceptable to the Father? And how can you? Because Christ fully identified with the sinner's sins. And Christ fully identified with the judgment of sin itself. Christ's full identification made the judgment of sin possible. Possible in my life and possible in yours. He fully identified with me and he fully identified with you. With my sin and with your sin. With my sin nature and with your sin nature. There was a full identification of Christ with the sinner. His identification with me and his identification with you. And that made the judgment of sin possible when Christ died. Oh, but wait. Just as he fully identified with me and with you, so too must I fully identify with him, and so must you. There must be a full identification of the sinner with Christ. My identification with him and your identification with him happened when he was trusted fully as Saviour, so we both could have a right standing with God My heart and your heart are thus sprinkled with the blood of Christ, washed and cleansed with his redeeming blood. And so we may now approach his throne of grace with reverend boldness, and so we may draw near to the Father. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there have I, though vile as he, washed all my sins away. Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Ere since, by faith, I saw the stream thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die. Then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing thy power to save, when this poor, lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave. Lord, I believe thou hast prepared, unworthy though I be, for me a blood-bought free reward, a golden harp for me. 'Tis strung and tuned for endless years, and formed by power divine, to sound in God the Father's ears no other name but thine. Oh, let us remember, lest we forget.